We're so glad that you're here with us, and I love just talking with Babbie Mason and just having a conversation, and we invite you to be a part of our conversation today as we look at what it means to be an ambassador for Christ. So welcome, Babbie. I'm so glad we're back together again.
Thank you. It's always good to be with you and to see you and to talk about the Lord and encourage women who are listening today. We share that passion, that like passion, building up the body of Christ and particularly the sisterhood.
Amen.
In their faith in Christ.
Yes, yes. And I love that you and I have different stories, that we come from different backgrounds. We look different, you know, and that's important to me.
Well, here's the thing is, we have similar needs.
Yes, that's right.
Different story, but a desperate need for Jesus.
Exactly.
And a story that needs Jesus' redemption.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
So it doesn't matter who you are, where you come from.
Yeah.
We all need Christ.
That's right. And it's the same need that I've seen, and I know you have too, Babbie, with women all over the world, right? It's not just something that we see here in our country, but we see it in countries all over the world. Women need this relationship with a Heavenly Father. They need a relationship with a Savior, you know, to know that someone loves them.
Yes.
That they know that they have value and that they're treasured in the eyes of God.
We all need to be loved.
Yeah.
We all need to know that we have a purpose.
Yes, yes.
We all need to know that we have an assignment, that God has a plan for us to do something with the gifts He's given us.
Yeah.
Therein, we find our reward. Mm-hmm. You know, life becomes rewarding, fulfilling when we realize that God has put something in our hands and He wants us to do something with it.
Exactly. So let's jump in. Let's talk a little bit about what's on your heart today, Babbie. What are you thinking?
Well, I wrote this book called I Am a Daughter of the Most High King. Mm-hmm. It's a 30-day devotional. And in each devotional for every day, there is a scripture promise. Mm-hmm. There's a devotional that kind of breaks the theme up into a thought that we can carry through our day. And then there's a declaration and a prayer at the end of each devotion. Yeah. So it's a nice, succinct devotion, something that we can focus on during the day. And I thought today we would talk about the importance of being an ambassador for Christ.
Oh, I love it.
So let me just share the scripture reference, and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, sounds good.
So our scripture reference is from 2 Corinthians 5:20. And it says, so we are Christ's ambassadors. Mm. God is making His appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God.
Oh, that's good.
And so out of our story, out of that passion that we have for Jesus, we're compelled to go and tell others, look what Jesus has done for me. Mm-hmm. Jesus has changed my life. You need to meet this Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
And let Him change your life. And you can find purpose and you can find joy even in the midst of stuff.
Mm-hmm,
you can find joy that comes from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this is talking about being an ambassador, being a mouthpiece for God, mm-hmm. and going into the world and telling others about Jesus. And I grew up a preacher's daughter and grew up in a Black Baptist church. My dad was a great pastor. And I kind of often thought that missionaries were, you're going to have to just love me, okay?
Oh, well, I already do. Don't worry.
Okay.
I didn't grow up in the church, so don't worry.
This is a safe place, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
So just love me.
Okay.
I thought that missionaries were usually single, celibate white ladies.
Right.
Older.
Sure.
Never got married.
Yes.
They went off to places like New Guinea.
Right.
And you never saw them again.
Oh, yes. But there are some wonderful women.
Yes.
Who are actually missionaries in New Guinea that are doing amazing work.
Amazing work.
That's right.
But this is just me in my limited thinking. So I thought because I was Black, married with kids, then that wasn't for me.
Right, right, yeah.
And then I went to this conference years ago. It was a Black missions conference called Destiny 87.
Mm.
And for the first time in my life, I saw Black missionaries. And I said, what? You mean there are Black people who go into the uttermost parts of the earth and tell others about Jesus? And I learned, it was like a light bulb moment. And I began to realize that there are no conditions to the Great Commission.
Oh, man.
That we are all called. And I mean, Peggy, when I bit that bait, girl, I bit hard. Oh. And right after that, Charles and I went on our first. Here's the beautiful thing. You don't necessarily have to pack your bag mm-hmm. to be a missionary. You can be a missionary to your neighbor.
That's right. That's right. But to your family. Be a missionary to your family.
Absolutely.
Yes.
And Charles and I, we met a really good friend of ours, a gentleman who turned out to be a very dear friend, Scott Wesley Brown, mm-hmm. who is a singer-songwriter.
Sure.
And he recorded one of my songs back in the day. And he took a group of us to Africa, to West Africa, to Nigeria.
Wow.
And when I went to Africa for the first time, mm-hmm. and it was a real cathartic moment for me as an African American mm-hmm. to go to the continent of Africa, to meet yeah. other black people, yeah. to share the love of Christ with other musicians and teach and train and just really get that love for sharing Christ on another continent.
Mm.
It was full on. And we have not stopped going abroad and taking the Great Commission seriously.
Right.
Really, that's what it was about for me. Whether it's at the local gas station or across the sea,
mm-hmm.
my love for sharing Christ has just become unlimited.
Oh, that's so great to hear, Babby. I didn't grow up in the church, didn't grow up with a relationship with Jesus. So when I came to know Christ later in life, really that idea of being a spokesman for Christ scared me. Because I was always performance-based, I was learning that you had to have a specific way of telling people about Jesus. You know, you had to follow these rules, you had to follow these scriptures. And I have to tell you, I became paralyzed with not doing it right, not having the right scriptures in the right order, so much so that I didn't want to tell anybody about Jesus. And yet, he was changing my life so much. He had done so much in my life. And I appreciate you talking about that first time when you went to another continent, you know, when you went to Africa and God showed you, because I think for me, it was when I was, first time I went to Thailand, and that's where I was introduced to the problem of human trafficking. And we were walking in the red light district in Bangkok, and I saw these young girls being held captive in deplorable situations and places. And I couldn't believe that that was actually happening in our world. And God just got a hold of my heart and my life and said, you need to tell people about my love. You need to tell these girls about my love. You need to tell them how much you have come to know my love, even in those desperate, deplorable places that you've been in. And then it became like you, Babby, I didn't care what people thought. I didn't care if I got it right. I didn't care if the scriptures were in the right order. I just wanted them to know about Jesus.
Yes.
And how he just kind of changed my life to give me a new life, a new hope that I could continue on to be a woman of God that finds her identity and her security in Jesus.
You know, as I hear your story and I hear my story, Peggy, I think the bottom line is that both of us, out of our deep love for Jesus,
yes,
the Holy Spirit brought to our hearts and our eyes, and we saw a need.
Mm-hmm.
We saw a need that we felt we could do something about.
Right, right.
We could contribute to helping the people who were on the other side of that need.
Yes. Yeah. And I have friends that see that all the time, right? So it's not like you have to go to another country.
Right.
Because you can be in the grocery store and you see a mom who needs help with her children. Or you see someone on the street who needs help. Or you see someone in your family who needs help, you know, a brother or a sister or a child, or even your husband or your wife. You know, there could be someone that you see, gosh, they just need to know that there is someone who loves them.
Can I tell you a quick story?
Yes, absolutely.
Just yesterday, I heard the story about a single mom, or I don't know if she was single, but she was traveling alone.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a little baby, and it was an international flight.
Yes.
And the mom was weary. I mean, if you have a little one with strollers and diaper bag and luggage and carry-on and all the stuff that moms travel with.
It amazes me how they do it.
She's on a plane. Yeah. The little one is fretful. Mom is weary. The story goes that there was a gentleman. He was a business traveler, but he was a dad with experience mm-hmm. with putting babies to sleep.
Mm.
He said to this mom, listen, I'll take your baby. I'll just walk around, you know, do a couple of laps on the plane and pat him on the back while you take a nap.
Oh, wow. Isn't that great?
Is that just not the most sweetest thing?
Absolutely.
And that's what we do as believers. We see somebody with a need.
Right.
And we ask God to help us meet it.
Exactly.
And if that means buying a a stranger a cup of coffee.
Yes, yes.
Or praying with somebody. Mm-hmm. I was in the line of a big superstore.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't have my membership card. You got to show your card to get your discount. Well, the lady behind me said, hey, you can use my card.
Oh, okay.
I said, well, God bless you, my friend. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. She said, girl, I need a blessing. She said, my grandkids have come to live with me.
Yeah.
And she said, I need a blessing in my family. She said, they're about to eat me out of house and home. And my little pension check doesn't go very far. And I said to her, well, then I just pray then that God will open up the windows of his heaven and shower down so many blessings on you and your grandkids. You don't have room enough to receive them all. Well, she just began to receive that blessing right there in the checkout line and just began to worship God right then and
Isn't
there.
Isn't that great?
God, I need that blessing. I received that blessing.
Yes.
Well, behind her was a little blonde-headed, blue-eyed girl, and she eyeballed me, and I went to the end of the line, and I said, what can I do for you? She said, if you don't mind, will you bless me too?
Yeah.
Now, in that case, it was just a word of encouragement.
Exactly, exactly. Because I know God already sees what the need is, right? So if we are in tune to what God sees, we will see it too, right?
Yes.
If our hearts are opened to allow God to work in and through us as his ambassadors, he will show us. He'll show us what those needs are. You know, we don't have to like work at it and fight at it and make sure we've got this plan that's perfect. He just shows it to you. We just have to be open and available. Isn't that great?
And you know what? I spoke a word of encouragement to that lady in the line and then the young lady at the end of the line.
Yes.
And when I left the store that day, just knowing that I spoke some words into two people's lives that made a difference.
Exactly.
That encouraged them.
Yes.
And that lifted them up above their circumstances for a few minutes.
Yeah.
Do you know, I don't think my feet touched the parking lot when I made my way back to the car, just to know that I could partner with Jesus in lifting up and bearing somebody's burdens.
Yes.
Speaking a word of encouragement to them in a world that, you know, is full of people who beat you down with words.
Exactly.
I could use my words to build people up.
Exactly. That's what I love about the book you've written, Bebby, is you have this proclamation at the end of every devotion, because it's important to us, just like those women you were praying with, that they proclaimed what you were saying, right?
Yes.
That we come and we proclaim this truth that God has given us. So
at the end of every chapter, end of every devotional, I've written a proclamation, and I encourage you to say it aloud. So maybe you'll just want to repeat it after me.
Sure,
real quick.
Sure. Absolutely.
I am an ambassador of Christ.
I am an ambassador of Christ.
His love in me is on display.
His love in me is on display.
At home.
At home.
In the marketplace.
In the marketplace.
And beyond.
And beyond.
Wherever I go.
Wherever I go.
The love of Christ goes with me.
The love of Christ goes with
me. And I make myself available.
I make myself available.
To be used by him today.
To be used by him today.
Amen. Isn't that a powerful proclamation?
Amen. And we hope that if you have been listening today or this morning, wherever you are listening, that you make that proclamation today, that you know that you are an ambassador of Christ. And he goes with you wherever you are. And may you be blessed today. Thank you, Babby, for being here.
And thank you, too, Dr. Peggy Banks. It's always good to be with you.
Okay. Hope has a name.